foreign fertilizer management in ornamental plants, like basic other ornamental plants, but this is one of my project, and I work on geranium. Everybody knows like what's carbon dioxide is a major compound which helps plant to gain the carbon in them and helps in increasing the growth rate. So it's like basically absorbed in the form of photosynthesis, and plants grows. It's a colorless, odorless gas, basically produced through fermentation, burning of hydrocarbon compounds, and respiration by human and as well as plants. So why are we studying carbon dioxide? Globally, like 90% of the greenhouse gases consist of carbon dioxide, and people are concerned about climate change. But as being a plant scientist, like we concern like how we increase the growth of the plant. So after 1960s, after industrial revolution, each year we are increasing the concentration of carbon dioxide in environment by 1 or 2 ppm. So with this rate, after the end of the century, like the carbon dioxide level will be double than now. It will be like 700 to 800 ppm. Like now it's like 380 to 400 ppm. So I'm interested, why shall we study carbon dioxide in ornamental plants? Because it's the primary substrate of photosynthesis, and all the industrial carbon dioxide produced, the plant is the only sink for that, those things. And if I do the research in one sector of the world, then that will like work for the whole world, because the carbon dioxide level throughout the world is same. Now, unlike the precipitation, light level changes over, space, it remains constant throughout the world. So if I do research over here, that could be fruitful to the other part of the globe. So I was interested in that. So basically, in normal condition, in field condition, its level is like 380 to 400 ppm, reaching up to like 404 in some places. And but in sealed greenhouse condition, where there is no air inlet, when the photosynthesis level is at peak at noon, then at that time the carbon dioxide level could go up to like 100 ppm, 150 to 200 ppm. So that could be a limiting factor for the optimum plant growth. Like if we keep all other factors constant, then CO2 could be the limiting factor in case of silt condition. So in that case, we should supply, our commercial growers are supplying carbon dioxide to different sources like CO2 tank. Basically, it's used in precise research sector, CO2 generator, which I have used to supplement my carbon dioxide, and flue gas generator is being used in the large greenhouse companies, and dry ice and CO2 boost bucket, they are like using by the marijuana grower, like in small space, which could be like feasible in terms of economy. So why I'm interested? Because I got fund in this one first, and the other thing is like the few research have been conducted to understand the nature of ornamental plants' response to increased level of CO2. So, and the other thing is like I couldn't find a single paper which talks about interaction of carbon dioxide, water, and fertilizer in ornamental plants. So my objective was to study how water and nutrient management changes with elevated CO2 condition. So in my medicine methods, I use the split plot design in which I grew geranium, Pinto Premium Rose bicolor cultivar, and it was a split plot design, so I took 2 greenhouses, one supplemented with carbon dioxide, with that CO2 generator maintaining about 1,000 ppm of carbon dioxide, and other without carbon dioxide, and the usual CO2 level maintained in ambient condition was at like 380 to 400. And I had another factor, water, which I maintained to automatic tensiometer settings with 5, 10, and 50 centibar, 15 centibar irrigation regimes. And the other one is fertilizer treatment with 0, 3, 6, and 9 gram of Osmocote 5, 9, and 12. So in each fertilizer treatment of those 0, 3, 6, and 9 gram per pot fertilizer treatments, I had 10 single pot replications of geranium. And I have carbon dioxide in only one greenhouse, so I didn't have replication for that. So what I did, like, I repeated the whole project like twice. I did in 2016 and repeated the same in spring of 2017 at the same time of the year. So these are the materials I used mainly for my treatments. CO2 generator, which burns natural gas and produces carbon dioxide. So it's not like, you know, controlled one, but what my advisor and I wants to do was like, do something which is useful to the commercial growers. So it can like maintain the level of carbon dioxide throughout the 5,000 square feet of greenhouse. So it's cheap, like $2,000 and like $500 for installation cost. And how do I check the level of carbon dioxide? I use CO2 sensors from X-Tech company. And then I use tensiometers, like automatic tensiometers, which I set at some level. And then it constantly waters throughout the growing period. And the other one is Osmocote Plus 5912 as a fertilizer dose. So it was my layout. Like I had three benches, and like one benches was for one irrigation regimes, and other was for other one. So in context of data collection, I usually see the growth parameters and physiological parameters and some flowering parameters. And I will SAS for the analysis of data at alpha level 0.05 with PROC mixed procedure. So considering the results, like except the width of the plant, I had no three-way interaction. In some of the cases, I had CO2 and water interaction. In some cases, CO2 and fertilizer interaction. But in most of the cases, I saw like is a main effect with CO2 has significant effect in some response variables. And in some cases, like fertilizer has a prominent effect in the growth of the plants. And mostly I saw like significant effect of fertilizer under elevated condition. As you see in the picture, I have like three response variables over here, height, width, and the dry matter is a growth parameters. In case of height, like there was not much difference, but overall the plants grown under elevated CO2 condition at quite a little bit higher. And then if you see the trend, see in every case is like with increasing carbon fertilizer rate, the plant's height goes up. Similarly, in the width, the trend is same in case of fertilizer rate. And in case of water, like we had 10 centibar level of irrigation had like higher height and width. So when we go back to the dry weight, like 10 centibar had the highest dry weight content and at the elevated condition. So even we see here with increasing rate of fertilizer, we had higher dry weight, and the maximum was with 9 gram of fertilizer at 10 centibar. So in this case, like if we see like plants grown under elevated CO2 condition at 10 centibar of water irrigation regimes with 9 gram of fertilizer had the highest dry weight. So in our case, like we increased the overall, if we consider like overall ambient condition and overall supplemented condition, then there was increased growth rate by 38.13%. So flowering parameters, like plants grown under 5 centibars had the higher number of umbel, and with increasing rate of fertilizer, the umbel number goes up. And in case of number of days of flowering, the plant supplemented with higher rate of nitrogen had lower number of flowering days, so they flowered quite a bit early. And then in both cases, there was not significant difference in terms of number of flowering days. Coming to the photosynthesis rate was much higher in case of elevated CO2 condition by like 20 to 30%, and in case of 10 centibar and 15 centibar, the photosynthesis rate was high, and we believe that this is because of the elevated CO2 condition. And in case of geranium, it is supposed to be like quite stress. I mean, it can hold some water stress. And with 15 centibar of water stress too, with elevated CO2 condition, we had much higher rate of photosynthesis when compared to elevated CO2 condition. And in terms of transpiration, transpiration rate was quite high in 15 centibar in both elevated and CO2 condition, which it is one of the hypotheses was like, if we increase the rate of carbon dioxide, then the stomatal conductance goes down and the transpiration rate should go down. It's a hypothesis in most of the papers I have seen. But in some of the papers I have seen, like, first, the stomatal gonadal goes down, but as it goes down, the leaf temperature goes up. Because of that, it promotes more transpiration. So in our case also, we found, like, which contradicted most of the papers, but with increasing CO2, we had, like, higher rate of transpiration. So in conclusion, what I can say, growth of geranium was higher by 38.13% under elevated CO2 condition, except in plant with no CO interaction was observed. In both MN and elevated condition, growth of geranium gradually increased with increasing fertilizer rate, and photosynthesis was significantly higher in 10 and 15 centibar irrigation regimes. However, the transpiration rate was higher in 15 centibar water level. So if I have to recommend, like, fertilizer and irrigation in terms of elevated CO2 condition, then I'll definitely choose 10 and 15 centibar, because with that they had higher rate of photosynthesis. Even there was high transpiration, I don't care about that. And in terms of growth of the plants, if that could support, and with fertilizer, we had, like, higher growth rate with 6 and 9 grams in most of the cases. So I think further research are required for to recommend exactly what is beneficial for the growers. So overall, elevated CO2 condition was significantly better in terms of better growth of the plants. So things to remember in the research was, like, proper combustion of natural gas to eliminate generation of harmful gases, because if we don't have enough oxygen and airflow during the combustion of the natural gas, then we could have some noxious gases which could infect, like ethylene, which could infect, affect the growth of the plant and increase senescence. And algal growth may occur in tensiometer because it contains water. So sometimes it may malfunction if we don't give proper care for that. Like, I change the water frequently in, like, 1 week, and I need to refill the tensiometers every, like, 1 week and clean that algal portion. So I consider the 10 centibar as the best, and I put some pictures for those. This was in ambient condition, and this was in elevated condition. Like, as we see, like, from 0 to 9 grams, and the leaves are, like, from yellow to greenish in color, same is the here, and number of umbels were much higher in terms of elevated CO2 condition, which we generally want in case of geranium, if you want some bud flowers in our home, or, like, as being a grower, I want more number of umbels. So I can't stay without giving thanks to this wonderful person, Dr. Bruce Dunn, my advisor, and Dr. Charles Fontaine and Dr. Vijay Gopal Kakani for their tremendous support throughout my project. Thank you. No, I didn't see that.
Can you elaborate a little on how you chose the treatment levels? It seems like maybe more fertilizer than even better. And likewise, with the different matrix potentials,
yeah.
I didn't see much of an effect.
Well, the company has recommended, like, 18 grams for, like, a gallon pot, but, like, we use the half size of the pot, like 6-inch pot, so we reduced to its half of the size. And what we hypothesized was, using the tensiometers, we won't let the leaching of the water and the nutrients. So in that case, we'll save some nutrients over there. So the thing which we save from the leaching, that will help for the plants which they need in elevated condition. So we choose up to only 9 grams. But I think our hypothesis was quite low. We need to raise that if we need to do and the research.